This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Are you a fan of Marvin Gaye's version of this song or Gladys Knight?
Both, but I'm more partial to Marvin. I love him.
This was, for most of us...
I also like the California Raisins more. Hardee's California Raisins.
Come on. They were not Hardee's.
It was in the commercial, yeah.
No, they were their own thing. I know they were. The California grape growers or
whatever. They hooked them up, and then they had little toys you could get at Hardee's.
Okay. Jeez, Louise. You can't hear anything?
I can hear now, Brian.
Okay, well, you're such a drama queen. I never know when you're coming in about...
Wait a minute. From one drama queen to the other. Okay, well, what now?
Yeah, can we turn Michael up a little bit, please?
I got it.
Not your headphones, your microphone. Marvin Gaye did the original, right? And then Gladys Knight and the Pips did a version of it. And then was it the 1980s when the California Raisins?
Yep.
Yeah.
Little claymation. Well, now I want one of those like cinnamon biscuits things you used to get at Hardee's. You know what I mean?
Discontinued. There's a grudge being held at my house over that product.
Now, 1980s. Were you in the Park Singers then?
I wasn't.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
I wasn't in the Park Singers.
You weren't?
No.
I thought you were in the.
Sorry.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Because I'm sure they did a California Raisins thing.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Somewhere
with the white
in the
gloves
the
and everything.
Well, I don't think they had white gloves. It's just
white
more
gloves.
Jazz hands.
Yeah. He's right. The little toys had the white gloves.
I had those collectibles.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Park Singers. Actually, we're really off to a bad start here. I'm going to hit the reset
where
button.
I made those little raisins for a class. You know what I mean? You just scrunch up the lunch bags and then you draw lines on them, put little sunglasses on them, and. Pipe stems go. For feet.
Yep. There you go.
We digress.
We're going to recover here. Ryan and Michael are in the studios for our Brinkotter Home Highlight. And we'll talk to you about Woodbine Drive in just a couple of minutes here. But let's start with, I can't believe we're already, 23 days to Christmas. We're almost to the end of the year, which is crazy. You guys have done an awful lot. I was just looking at sort of the recap of the things you guys have been involved with in the community over the last year. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and this month in particular, I mean, 'tis the season of giving. And of course, as we all know, Christmas is for everyone. So we're just trying to do our part to kind of touch as many places as we can. We had a nice donation we made to Coats for Kids this week. Some awesome things they're doing over at Dove Incorporated. We also delivered Meals on Wheels. We had 10 routes we covered, about 20 volunteers that participated in that. And then we're decorating our trees on the tees on Monday and getting geared up for that. Bell ringing, just a lot of different things going on, just trying to give back to the community. In particular, this time of year, I was talking with Laura from Meals on Wheels. You get a lot of snowbirds that start migrating south. They volunteer quite a bit. And then also, I think we're still kind of post-COVID and businesses still are starting to get more and more involved. And we just kind of want to lead the front and do our part and encourage others to do the same. So,
well, it is, as a locally owned company, we all have to sort of be in this together. And the only way things happen is with those people and those volunteers. You can donate a lot of ways, your time, your treasure, your talent. And, Brinkotter does all, checks the box on all of those.
We try to, for sure.
But I think your agents get something out of that. I mean, particularly younger folks, want to work for a company that's plugged in into a community and involved. I mean, that's high up on their list of when they're looking for employers.
Oh, totally. We're invested in the community. And I mean, a lot of us grew up here, born and raised. And of course you want to give back to the community that's given us so much. And I think it was the Dalai Lama. It's like, it feels good to give and to do good things for other people. And you always want to do something to give back. Cause I mean, it makes you feel good too. Right. So, I don't know.
Name dropping.
I may have misquoted the Dalai Lama.
Let me paraphrase the Dalai.
That's not verbatim, but
him up and make sure that that's.
But no, we all give it back. And I mean, it feels good. And I think from an employee perspective, it really feels like a family.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see everybody involved. There's a lot of camaraderie. And there's so many different avenues that our agents are involved with and so many different organizations that we touch. And it's just nice to have such an impact on a community that we all share together.
Well, big thank you and shout out to you guys and all of the folks who participated in that through Brain Cotter. You guys do a lot throughout the year. All right, we got a $25 gift card to the Coffee Connection today for our home highlight. You can go to the Natticator Facebook page right now and take a look at 2221 West Woodbine Drive. That's a 62526 zip code, so out north somewhere. Where is this?
It's off of North Oakland. Take a left on Ravina Park, and then you go and wind around on Woodbine, and it's a ranch with a walkout basement. There's an area back there that it's wooded. It has a little kind of a creek behind there, and this whoever built the house did not want a house right behind it, so they bought the lot behind it, and it's fully treed, and they've got a little bridge over the creek, and you can walk all the way over to Longwood's on the backside of Woodbine. But it's really nice. Two fireplaces. The one upstairs has kind of like a Victorian surround around it, which is really cool. Adds some character to the property. Basement is walkout. There is a really nice deck that overlooks the backyard. You can probably see that in the pictures.
Yeah, I'm flipping through here. I don't know what year this was built, but it looks immaculate. I mean, like somebody's really either updated it or taken care of it.
Yes, they have. And he's done all new flooring, all new paint, just a lot of things on the inside. There's a really nice hot tub room down at the bottom. On the as you walk out, there's a deck underneath the patio, aggregate patio. But it is kind of cool because you look out over the yard, which is super nice. And it's overall, it's about a half an acre lot. Water heater's 2016. The furnace is 2022. The air is 2016. But when you walk in, it's vaulted and it's all open. I think everybody's kind of looking for that. The kitchen's been updated. It's got granite countertops, white cabinetry.
Yeah.
And then there's a screened or an all-season room off the kitchen, which is nice.
You know, 2660, you know, on the square feet, I mean, that's a pretty good size, but it even looks or feels in the pictures bigger than that.
Right, and it's not all chopped up. A lot of houses built in the 70s were a little bit more traditional. This is a little bit ahead of its time. It's open. The main floor master is nice. And then there's also another bedroom on the main floor that you can use as an office or a second bedroom.
Yeah.
But super nice. It'd fit a big family. It'd fit a couple. It'd fit, you know, a single parent. It'd fit a single person. It just kind of checks all the boxes for everybody.
All right. We're looking at, what, about $86 a square foot? And just looking at the payment calculator, which I know there's variations on this, but a 20% down 30-year mortgage, I mean, you're looking at like $775 right. a month. That's a lot of house.
Well, you're probably going to talk about this in a minute. But, I mean, there's just not a lot of inventory out there. We're still back down to, like, low inventory. And for what's on the market, this is excellent. This would be an excellent buy. Nothing to do except for move in. I know we say that a lot, but literally there's nothing to do here.
Well, and I think because looking at the pictures and you can imagine your own stuff because it's, you know, it's empty and you just get to see the whole thing. It does look, I think the word I used was immaculate. I mean, it looks just as you said, ready to move in. How do people see this?
They would call me at 217-433-1062 or you can email me at msexton@brinkouter.com and I'll be glad to set up an appointment and take you through the house.
You said about a half acre yard.
0.47.
Isn't that like kind of the magic number? It's not too much, you know, where you got to take care of a lot, but it's enough to where you feel like you've got your space.
You got a rider, you're looking at an hour and a half probably.
Well, the cool thing is you don't have somebody, I mean, the yard is a little offset, but you don't have somebody in your backyard. I mean, in a neighborhood where you have houses all the way around, you don't have anybody in your backyard obstructing your view from the back, which I kind of like. And yeah, there's not a lot of mowing there.
No, I would. It looks very manageable, but beautiful. I bet it's great in the fall, you know, with the leaves and whatnot. And then, you know, it cracks me up, the drone shots of the roof. Is that done more for like the roofing business than anything in the world since you guys started looking at the top of houses?
Well, it does give a potential buyer what the roof looks like.
I mean, that's important, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, we went for decades without ever seeing that.
I love the drone shots. I mean, I think it gives you an all-around perspective.
Well, I use mine to check for gutter problems and all that. I just fly it up and look rather than climb up on the ladder. Seriously.
They gave you FAA clearance? What?
It's not that hard.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Get your waiver.
That's right. Hey, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
On the listing, it says video tour from home and you fill out a form. Is that arranging for someone to be able to come and walk through it like on FaceTime or something like that?
Yeah, we've utilized different modes. I mean, you can use a FaceTime. You can use if people have like, say, an Android product, a lot of times Messenger will work. a lot of times odds are people have a Gmail account. So you've also got like, I think it's Google Hangouts. So there's a couple different modalities that you can use, different applications we can use to give people those kind of virtual walkthroughs. So it's more or less like a live tour one-on-one.
And since COVID, I mean.
Well, that makes, but it makes sense because, you know, the idea of the way we live life in every aspect. Mm-hmm. You're not going to drive around and go look at 12 houses and go inside. If you can take the 12 and narrow it down to three you want to see in person, you know, I mean, that's the way most people are living.
And when the market's been so fast, people coming in from out of town, when they say, we want to come in and look at houses. I'm like, well, you may come in and look at house. So it's better if you can get that on video and get used to it
and look at it ahead of time. Makes sense.
And we've had instances too where like maybe there's a couple and one spouse can't make it, so we're giving one a tour and the other one we're kind of live streaming as we go through it.
Gotta be where people are.
That's exactly right. Convenience.
2221 West Woodbine Drive. We've got a $25 gift card to the Coffee Connection on Nauticator's Facebook page right now. You can contact Michael if you're interested in seeing. It's a beautiful house. Just about perfect size. Guys, we appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.